Howdy, history writers. This is Doc Boyle, head word wrangler and trail boss of Old West DailyReader.com. Take a few minutes, let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 25 for 2020. What was happening during the calendar week of June 13th through June 19th in the Great American Old West? June 13th, 1878, the Salt Creek Fight. The Sam Bass Gang is found encamped at Salt Creek in Wise County, Texas, by a posse led by Sheriff W.F. Egan and Texas Ranger Captain June Peek. Arkansas Johnson is killed, but the gang shoots their way out, making a break for it on foot. They then steal new horses and flee into Denton County. June 14, 1811. The Pacific Fur Company trading ship Tonquin was anchored in Clayquot Sound, Vancouver Island. The crew engaged in fur trading activities with large numbers of Tlaloquiat Indians who had boarded the vessel. Commercial dealings were being carried on by the captain, Jonathan Thorne, negotiating with an experienced elder named Nokomis. Trading was not going well. Finally, faced with an all-day firm demand of 5 blankets for a pelt, the hot-tempered, now very frustrated Thorne struck the Indian in the face with a skin and ordered the immediate start of preparations to depart. Trading ceased, and the natives left the ship. June 15, 1811. As the Pacific Fur Trading Company trading ship Tonquin was preparing to depart Clayoquot Sound, the Tlaloquiat returned and offered to accept 3 blankets and a knife for a skin. Informed by Josiah Cowell, who survived the incident, company partner Duncan McDougall later recounted that, quote, a brisk trade was carried on until all the Indians sitting round on the decks of the ship were supplied with a knife apiece, unquote. Then, warriors left by Wickinanamish attacked the crew, killing all but 5. James Lewis, badly wounded, was left on board as the 3 of the crew escaped in the boat during the massacre. Josiah Cowell was said to have been spared because his sister was married to a Tlaloquiat man. The Indians, in full control of the vessel, left for the night. June 16, 1811. Tlaloquiat Indians returned to the scene in the previous day's massacre on the Pacific Fur Trading Company ship Tonquin to complete the looting of the vessel. The surviving wounded crew member, James Lewis, then detonated the ship's powder magazine, destroying the vessel, killing perhaps 100 Indians and no doubt wounding many more. In response, the natives captured and tortured to death the 3 crew members who had escaped during the massacre. The translator, Josiah Cowell, was eventually allowed to depart for Fort Astoria. He arrived several months later with the assistance of a prominent Lower Chinookan, a noble named Concomly, to tell the tale to the trading post. Josiah Cowell's account as to the fate of the Tonquin is all there is. For your information, although many have searched, the remains of the bark have never been found. In 2003, a rusty anchor encrusted with blue-green trade beads, which dated to the fur trading era when the Tonquin sank, was recovered from the sandy bottom near Tofino in Clayquot Sound. However, there were no markings conclusively linking the anchor to the lost ship. June 17, 1876. Crow woman Pretty Shield claims there were 2 unusual and very interesting Crow warriors fighting with the U.S. Army at Rosebud Creek. One, the other Magpie, was a woman warrior who carried no weapons, only a coup stick with a single feather. Brave and bold, astride a black horse, she intimidated and counted coup on several Sioux warriors, scalping the one shot by finds them and kills them. This is Squaw Jim, a well-known transvestite warrior who was defending the badly wounded Bull Snake, the half-man, half-woman, as the Indians saw it, dressed as a man for battle, lest he be thought hiding in woman's clothes if he were killed. The other Magpie cut her fresh scalp into many pieces and passed them out to other warriors so more could join in the scalp dance that night. June 18, 1934. the Indian Reorganization Act, signed by President Franklin Roosevelt, intended to repeal much of the Dawes Act and restore tribal administration to Indian lands. In the end, it further muddied the waters and brought about more dissension among the Native Americans themselves. That issue far too complicated to be addressed in the reader. Look it up, marvel at the fallout, read land ownership, tribal administration, gambling, and a host of other complications. June 19, 1880. George W. Flatt, one-time marshal and range detective, born 1852 or 53, ambushed and shotgunned in the streets of Caldwell, Kansas. Ex-business partners Frank Hunt and William Horseman suspected, and Horseman tried for murder but acquitted. The shooting remained unsolved. Now this is program 25 for 2020. All the material presented here, copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine Old Time background tunes are played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall, Colorado Band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you to trail back this way about this time next week. We'll take another look at OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the Great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.